well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. First hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour would be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it probably haven't heard before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Saint Motel, San Cisco, and I Know Leopard. Today's reissue song is from Amy Winehouse off the re-release of her classic Back to Black. Also in this morning's entertainment, a new single from the Marionettes, and decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with the song from Of Empires. I know this is a pet peeve of mine, but Of Empires is a terrible name. There are two other bands with this moniker, and it just spells trouble. Anyway, Of Empires is a grooving alt-rock foursome out of Brighton in the UK, and in 2015, they were one of the MTV brand new unsigned winners of that year. I first featured them in August with their pre-release single, which was a tease to the upcoming EP, We're Back. Well, the EP finally dropped, and I ran to revisit the disc. The song is Baby Darling Sugar. They also have a video to the song, which I have posted at my website at tksmusic.com. New music from Of Empires here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New music from St. Motel here at Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and we're just starting with the new release show. St. Motel are four guys from the Los Angeles area. They've been together since 2009. I found them in 2011 when they were still unsigned and struggling to get a foothold in the music business. Well, they have indeed come a long way. By their second album, they were able to get signed and allowed them to explore new and varied sounds. And I like the way that they're evolving. With the release of the new album, St. Motel Vision, which came out October 21st, they touch on the familiar, but they also take some risks. I played the pre-release single Move back in September, and with the release of the album, I thought I'd play another track from it, and that tune was called You Can Be You. Changing musical direction with a romantic pop sound from Miss Molly Birch. She's a relatively new singer-songwriter. She's originally from Asheville, North Carolina, but recently moved to Austin, Texas. While getting adjusted to her new life in Austin, where she did not know anyone, she wrote this song. It's called Downhearted. It got the attention of Captured Tracks, and they are a record company in the area. They signed her on August 16th. I was immediately drawn to this track with its old-timey feel to it, with a dusty Springfield-ish vocal styling. I'm looking forward to, well, for more from this young artist. In the meantime, this is her debut standalone single. New music from Molly Birch here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
But as you move away from me, I feel my body break. Where are you gone? Where have you been today? Will you be back tomorrow? Will you be back to me someday? Yeah.
This is the latest material from Hers here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. So Hers, and that's H-E-R apostrophe S, are a duo made up of Stephen Fitzpatrick and Auden Landing. The two make their home in Liverpool, England. They're self-described outsiders from sleepy coastal towns on different coastlines. Stephen is from the UK and Auden is from Norway. They met in Liverpool where they bonded. And the piece you just heard was called Marcel. And it's their third release for 2016.
I got smart about mortgages. Now it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org. Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money. Smartaboutmoney.org. It's the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Next up is a tune from Martha Bourne. And I met Martha purely by happenstance a couple months ago. On a whim, I went to Toads in Cambridge. It's a great little place that has music every night and no cover. Anyway, Martha and the band were playing, and they totally got my attention. So I went up to her after the gig and introduced myself to her. We kept in contact, and she's been just given me her new CD. It's called Light in Me. The song that got my attention was the lead off track. It's called All About You. If you'd like to catch Martha and the band live, they are playing every Tuesday night during the month of November at Toad, starting November 1st. So here we have new music from Martha Bourne here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm so sick of singing songs about you. When I'm thinking of all the things that you put me through, all those sweet, sweet songs I wrote about you, well, they just turned to sand in my mouth. Some bitter pills to chew. Ain't no
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with the Mary Annettes right after Lays here from Elohim. New music from Elohim here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Elohim, by the way, is the name for God in the Hebrew Bible. However, in this case, Elohim is an electro-pop singer-songwriter based in Los Angeles, California. She's another one of those enigmatic music artists. She actually keeps her face hidden from view, and even in a one-to-one phone interview, she made an effort to disguise her voice. She released her debut self-titled album last year and received some good press. She is back in 2016 with this new single, Hallucinating. Very catchy little number. Well, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is the portion of the show when I like to feature a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is The Mary Annettes. Now, The Mary Annettes are a pop quartet from Sweden and have... Well, they were founded, rather, in 2000. They released several EPs and three full-length albums. And, of course, it's a clever name because the Mary Annettes, if said quickly, are the Marionettes. Anyway, I've been following these guys for about 6 years now. The latest album, or their last album, rather, was released in 2014. And since then, they've only released two singles, with the latest being Juna, which came out about 7 days ago. So this is the Marionettes. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was the Mary Annettes with Century off their 2009 release, Islands. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I'll be posting a little bit later on today at my website at tksmusic.com. If you feel like smoothing on over there now, you can check out the free downloads and some videos that are there. There's also an email function if you want to send me a note, a request, or a suggestion. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Amy Winehouse, and the album that has been re-released is Back to Black, which came out in 2006. It was her second album, but it was the one that really put her on the map. She was such a talented yet tortured person. She passed away in 2011, a victim of drug and alcohol abuse. Even though she wasn't around that long, she had a great impact on the music scene. People wanted to work with her, such as Mark Ronson and also Tony Bennett. After her passing, well, they even made a movie about her. Anyway, the album, Back to Black, was a wonderful release with tracks on it like You Know I'm No Good, Tears Dry on Their Own, the title track, of course, and then this one, Rehab. So, this is Amy Winehouse with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab. Yeah.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK's been in the latest for you here and music you might otherwise miss. That is some fun new stuff from Fulton Street. Fulton Street is a mixed-gendered seven-piece R&B and soul collective from Melbourne, Australia. They are fronted by Shannon Wick. And don't you just love that horn section? You definitely can feel the influences of Aretha Franklin, James Brown, Etta James in there. They've been together since 2012, but just recently started recording, and they only have one single to the name, and that one was called Young People. Seemed to follow up nice to Amy Winehouse. Next up, well, it's something new from a band called I Know Leopard, and I think that's a great name for a band. They are a mixed-gendered foursome based in Sydney, Australia. I like their radio-friendly alternative adult rock. They've been releasing a series of singles since like the late 2013. Five of them, and then one EP, Illumina, which all had the three previous singles on there beforehand. Anyway, the latest effort from I Know Leopard is another single. This one is called Rather Be Lonely. New music from I Know Leopard here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I was on the right side. and hold hands at 2 a.m. It's okay, cause we will always be great. Let's just be friends and hold hands at 2 a.m. It's okay when I am just a B-side.
Ooh, that was a tune from San Cisco here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. San Cisco is back with this standalone single. It's called B-Side. They're back from, or back with this surprise single, because I think it's to demonstrate that they are together again, as the lead singer, Jordy Davison, got vocal surgery earlier on this year in 2016. So I would imagine they just want to put that out there and get on the road again, as long as he's feeling well. Let me slip in one more from Paravel. They are a pleasant four-piece indie rock band from Sydney, Australia. Don't have a great deal of information on these guys. I know they are James, Alex, Andrew, and Allie, a mixed-gendered quartet. They have their debut single. That's what I have for you here. It's called Cascades. It's available for free download, and I've provided that link at my website at tksmusic.com. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss. WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from Sheryl Crow, Prince, and The Smiths. Plus, I have new tunes for you from Swimming Tapes, Trails and Ways, and Maggie Rogers. Double Down feature artist is Nick Waterhouse, which will include two tracks from his latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you in a Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Adele. This is called Right as Rain here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.